Blog Talk Radio. Yes, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Glory to God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God for another day and just encourage you to be in a place of peace, to walk in a place of gratefulness, because God still has need of you. Amen. There's still more that God want to get out of you. There's still some things that God want to do for you. So I just want to encourage everyone that's on the line, be in peace in every single area of your life. Walk in peace, live in peace, sleep in peace. Just be in peace, because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord, let it be upon you today. Let the fruit of the Spirit preside in your life, take over. Amen. Let nothing, no good thing, he said, he will withhold from you if you walk upright. Well, I want to thank you again for joining Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And we're going to be talking about kingdom living. Kingdom living. Amen. How to understand the principles of kingdom living. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just come to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we thank you, Father, that you are directing our path in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you, Lord God, as I go forth, that you would be moved by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Let your Spirit move upon us. Let your Spirit move upon us. Let your Spirit move upon us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody just say glory. Somebody just say glory. Come on. With your praise. Shift the atmosphere with your praise. Just say glory be to God. Whom all glory is due. Amen. You know, there's a peace that God wants each and every one of us to walk in. Well, it doesn't matter what happened to you. It doesn't matter what you're told. It doesn't matter who lied on you. Walk in God's peace. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be talking about kingdom living. Each of us can help build the kingdom of God on earth. Because there's so much work to be done. You know, we don't want to continue to stay in a place where we're saying, do you know this happened? And, oh, my God, that happened. Because that'll put you in a bad place where you start feeling sorrowful. But we want to see things at a different angle. We want to see things where we understand that God have need of us. You know, each member of the kingdom of God has something to offer in building the kingdom. Everyone have a role to play. And the best place to do it is in the areas first of our homes. Amen. And then outward, outside our home, in our own situations. So I want to help serve notice to everyone on the line. We got to start at home first. And literally, the home is inside of us. You know, we start with us, and then we start with our immediate surroundings, being actively engaging ourselves in the work of the kingdom at any level, you know, to be able to be a blessing to those around us and to always provide spiritual growth in countless circumstances. So whenever you're involved in something, it's going to always be something that's going to be a blessing. Come on, somebody. A blessing to others. How many of us want to be a blessing to others? You know, especially those that will let you be a blessing. See, everybody won't let you be a blessing. But you know her, the ones that you are a blessing to. Because they openly receive and they're teachable. You know, some people you can't tell them anything. So when it's like that, understand that they may not be your assignment. Somebody say, may not be my assignment. Maybe that's assignment for someone else. So we don't try to push our treasures up on others that don't receive. We shake the dust. Then you can go into an area where you totally received. And it makes it easy to give, easy to serve. You know, have someone ever told you you're easy to love? So when you're teachable, you make it easy. You know, and so I just want to encourage you to always be able to stand corrected. Always take that flesh and put it under subjection of the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we'll lean to our own understanding. And we will not acknowledge him in all of our ways. And therefore, he can't direct our path. Because the Bible says, acknowledge him in all of your ways so he can direct your path. Sometimes God be trying to send direction. Sometimes God be trying to give revelation. But because we're so stuck in the way we normally do things, we'll miss it. So I just want to encourage everyone, be open to learn. Be open to be stretched. Be open to be taught. Be open to stand corrected. Be open. Weigh the odds out. Amen. It will never, ever hurt you, but it will always help you. So the key thing is, I'm going to give you the principles to understand in building the kingdom. How do we do it? And then I'll give you scriptures. To help build the kingdom of God is by living righteously. So live righteously before others so that you can be effective. So that means you can't be talking crazy, acting crazy all the time. Because when you're serious, guess what? It's hard for them to know the difference. So we have to live righteously. That's point number one. Point number two, individuals and families are strengthened by your activities and your words. Hallelujah. And then the fourth point is we should willingly serve wherever we are. Wherever you go, you should be free-hearted to give what God has given you. If it's wisdom, if it's knowledge, if it's understanding, be free-hearted with it. Be willing to serve others. Then the fourth point, blessings come when we serve in the kingdom of God. Amen. So how do we build the kingdom of God? By living righteously. I want you to write down on a piece of paper and a pad. Get you a pad and get you a pencil. And I want you to write down kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Write it down. Make it plain. Those that read it shall run with it. And then I want you to ask yourself, what do you think the kingdom of God is? Amen. Amen. What do you think the kingdom of God is? What do you think? You know, a lot of times we really kind of don't know the answer. But I want to ask you, what do you think the kingdom of God is? Hallelujah. Let me read this to you. Each of us are to help build the kingdom of God on earth. Establishing the kingdom of God on earth has been the purpose every gospel dispensation. The kingdom of God on earth is the church of Jesus Christ. The kingdom exists wherever there are members of the church. See, we help establish the kingdom as we seek to become pure in heart. Amen. The Lord will counsel you when we stay in his presence. He'll direct you. He'll lead you. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 38, the Lord counsels. He seek not the things of this world, but seek ye first. Listen, seek ye first to build up the kingdom of God and to establish his righteousness. So when we go to the when we go and connect with the body of Christ, you know, everybody looking for something. But have attitude. What can I bring to the table? What can I do to be a blessing to those that's at the table? I want you to think like that. Kingdom of God. Look around and tell me, what is the kingdom of God? You know, why do we play an important part in the kingdom? You know, why? You know, think about this. Everybody get together. You got some people happy, some people sad. Some people positive, some people negative. Some people pray and some people say. So everybody is at a different place. So the person that's happy is bringing the fruit of joy to the table. The person that's sad is God said, I'll give you what for heaviness? He'll give you ashes. He'll restore you. So if you're happy and this person's sad, when you come to the table happy and they're sad, guess what? You can create an atmosphere of joy. And then just the opposite. If you're positive and they're negative, if you're optimist and they're pessimist, you're just the opposite. So you make sure that you create the atmosphere. So if they're talking negative, guess what you do? You talk positive. If they are in sin, guess what you do? Give them the word. You bring correction with the word. You don't have to say what you feel and this and that. Bring them the word. And these are big key principle to building up the kingdom. How do we come with an attitude of gratitude when we're not grateful? How? Help me out. How do we bring gratitude when we're not grateful? Sometimes we get so used to being blessed, so used to having this, having that, that we forget about being grateful because it's the norm for us. You know, we always have it, always get it, and we're not thinking that what if God removed a lot of our natural blessings that we just take advantage of and are ungrateful because we're so used to having it. Just imagine if the house that you live in, and you just know that's your house, you got the deed or whatever it may be. So you're grateful, but then you say, this is mine. And all of a sudden, all of that is gone. And then you look around, start thinking about all the times that you should have been more grateful. So I want to encourage everyone on the line to check your gratefulness. I mean, it's pretty much nothing we did to deserve it. You might say, oh, I worked a job for 30 years. Oh, no, I deserve it. Look, everything that we have, it was given to us by the grace of God. So to build up the kingdom of God, we stay in a place of being grateful. He said if you are grateful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. So look at everyone at the table that you're being a blessing to. And now you're giving of yourself the things that God has given you. So never look down on other people. Always be the one that look up. Make them bigger than you. Make them greater than you. Make them feel good when they're in your presence. Let them know they can do it. Being grateful is one of the six ways that you can show that you appreciate what God has done for you, and you bring it to the table, and that gratefulness will rub off on others around you. Amen. Be true. Be true to ministry. you know, actually ask God to change your life. You know, sometimes we go to church and we're not the church. You know, sometimes we proclaim that we're saved and on fire for God, but we don't do the things that's required that he's asking us to do. We're talking about kingdom living, a kingdom lifestyle, building the kingdom of God as we strengthen our walk with God. There's certain things that we have to do. Pray the scripture. You know, pray and study scriptures daily. Yes, the Bible tells us in Joshua 1:8. Listen what the Bible says. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate within day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have what? Good success. So you wondering why things is falling apart. You wondering why you can't keep things together. You wondering why you can't get ahead. The Bible says, let the book of the law be in your heart. Depart not from it. Meditate day and night to observe according to all that is written in the Bible. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So while you take time out to search the internet, to go on Facebook, to go on Instagram, to go on your happy way, don't forget to grab your Bible and begin to study the word. Give them 15 minutes. Start with that. Just say, every day I'm going to take 15 minutes at least and do my meditation. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. I say, meditate on the word. Start your day off with prayer. Amen. Be strengthened by your time in meditation. Glory to God. And I'll tell you, when you start studying the word like that, you'll find yourself happy. You'll find yourself being positive. You know, there's so many things that comes out of being in God's presence. There's so many things that we can accomplish by walking in his way and walking in God's will. Glory to God. Be strengthened today. You know, we listen to the word. We go to church and we hear preaching. You know, we do all that. But we need our life to change. And that's what we expect, our life to change. And when our life starts changing, guess what happened? We're okay with being corrected. You know, you start being grateful. You start being able to read the word and get revelation of the word. You start desiring to live a clean and honest lifestyle. You be true to yourself. You find yourself being more humble when you could say this and say that. And then you start staying prayerful. We're talking about kingdom living. Being a member of the kingdom of God is all incumbent upon us to search what God is saying in his word so we can understand what he would have us to do. Amen. So we must be a light. I like to say a light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. You know, we must seek for opportunities to share the gospel message to others, and as opposed to being afraid. You know, we should be led by the Spirit of God so that we can be called sons of God. You know, God called us sons in the spirit realm. In the natural, you may be a female, but God is a spirit. And so when we deal with God, we deal with him in the spiritual aspect. And God calls us sons. Amen? And then when we're in our homes, It's a place of refuge. It's a place of love. And it's a place of harmony. Because you're there. And that's what you bring. And that's what you're made up of. Harmony. Encouraging each other. God is asking for change. You know, we should seek for the blessings of God to be on our life so that when we go around others, they see God through us. What do they see when they see me? What do they see when they see you? You know, we're praying that God is being represented as the God in your life. And then I made a point about being able, being willingly ready to serve. Be willing to serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a short song and I'll be right back.
What is my life worth? Just living from breakthrough to breakthrough? A constant hope for a miracle? I live in these days of darkness. I smell my desperation of things prayed for and not yet received. Like, pass me not, O gentle Savior. But he does not seem to hear my cry. I celebrate with you, my sister, with new child, my brother with new car, and then I walk home afterwards, alone, hungry, childless. Being bitten by emptiness is not enough. I even get beaten by rain, emphasizing my pain. Till I'm supposed to remain joyful? Everything is bitter around me, but I'm the salt of the earth. I understand we aren't Christians to only be happy. I mean, Jesus was killed at 33. But what is our life worth? Pilgrim's Progress, the Christian's War, and this song, the one for the future.
A new beginning, brand new life. Lord, we wait to touch the sky. A new season to commence the time. And that one day when we shall rise, welcome to floodgates. Yeah. Ooh, the new overflow.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to floodgates of the overflow. When we're living in the things of the kingdom, we're able to walk in overflow. We're able to live in peace. We're able to forgive. We're able to seek God's face. We're able to sacrifice. We're able to, there's greatness that comes out of us when we desire the ways of God. So we got to always begin to think on these things that's pure, of a good report. Forgive others that have wounded you. We're talking about kingdom living. We're talking about not just going to church, not just being religious. We're talking about a transformed mind. We're talking about a desire to connect yourself with people that are serious about growing, serious about becoming more like God. Amen. So I'm going to exit at this point because I wanted to just encourage you today and just to tell you that God has his eyes on you. He have need of using you. There's nothing that he's going to withhold from you when we walk upright, when we forgive those that have despitefully used us. When you begin to say yes to the Lord, there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop what God is trying to do in our lives. So kingdom, having a kingdom lifestyle is a little bit more than just going to church, going to Bible class. singing in the choir, being on the ERSHA board. You know, the principles of kingdom living is crucial that we understand that we're going to go through things, but we understand what we're going to. So understand that when you go through, you're going to get to some things. By choosing to live a righteous lifestyle before God, by choosing to allow God to be your hero of your story, like Daniel did. See, Daniel was blessed by God with the wisdom to speak God's revelation. That's what he was bringing to the table. And truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption, but glory to God. What we're talking about today is beginning to become more like God by establishing a lifestyle of peace, you know, a lifestyle of handling situations, a lifestyle of not missing the mark, amen, a lifestyle of forgiving and loving in the name of Jesus, amen, glory to God, glory to God. We just say glory to God to whom all blessings are due. I just say to you today, connect yourself with people that's going to encourage you, people that's going to celebrate you, not people that's going to tolerate you, and the next thing you know, you're feeling terrible. See, God wants to put his name on you, and God wants to use you to help build up others. God wants to take your life and transform it that you're walking in so much peace that no matter what happened, you understand at the end of the thing that you win. So we're going to take 15 minutes a day in the morning and meditate on the Word of God every single day. Make that part of your daily habits where when you wake up in the morning, it's okay if you're working out, work out your spiritual muscles by getting into the Word of God and meditating. That's one of the things we're going to do. And then in closing, I want to encourage you to establish your prayer life. Establish your prayer life. Oh, yes, that needs to be strengthened as well, because when we pray, prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. And guess what? God speaks to us. So establish a prayer life that every time you pray that you hear God's voice. So I want to encourage those that can. We're on the prayer line set 5 days a week. I'm sorry, Monday through Friday. And at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're on the line. And I can release the telephone number to those that would like to join us on the prayer line. I'm telling you, you're talking about your life being strengthened, your life being made better. Because you're connecting yourself with people that want to grow in Christ. You know, people that are willing to make that sacrifice. You know, we say, 6 o'clock, oh, no, I can't do that. 5 o'clock, no, I can't do that. It's a sacrifice that you set yourself apart so that God may use you and that you can say, Lord, talk to me, speak to me. You know, lead me, guide me, so that I may become what you call me to become. And the more you with him in his presence, the stronger your kingdom walks get. The number for the prayer line is area code 848-220-3100. That's 848-220-3100. Feel free to join us. Serious prayer going forth. Prayers are being answered. And then the code that you put in, it says prayer works. Put that code in and you're going to get in and the prayer is going to work for you. That code ID is 772-937-96. If you make a sacrifice and make a commitment, whatever you believe in God for,
Let us get into the faith fight with you so that we can watch God do what only God can do and watch your kingdom living will not be in vain. Amen. 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 So with that being said, I want to say glory to God, to all that's on the line. Just know that God want to use you for his glory. It takes a sacrifice, and if you're willing and obedient, you need to go to the land. So if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to partner with Kingdom Builders. And you can partner with us by showing they want to see. You can partner with us by praying for the ministry and all the intercessors. You can partner with us by supporting the events that we do. You can go to Giveify.com and look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. And you can sow that way. There's many ways to sow. So I just want to encourage you that sow where you grow. If you're growing somewhere, sow there. It's a godly principle. Amen. Amen. So I'm not going to keep you on the line much longer, but what I do want to tell you is this. God has need of you. Everything that he put inside of you, it was not for you. It's for others. It's for others. So we're going to learn that by doing Kingdom Principles. Amen. We say thank everyone for joining. And I usually do an hour, but we're going to have to end now. But I want to encourage you to walk in God's favor and allow the principles of God to be established in your heart that you might not sin against him. So when things happen, you're not moved by Satan's device. You're not moved because you understand that God is trying to do something in you or through you. Look at every challenge as an opportunity for God to change the story. Amen. From Elder QT Cox and myself, we send you much love, support. We support you. If you have prayer requests, join us on the prayer line. I tell you, we get in the faith fight, and we're not playing when we pray. It's a faith fight. Amen, amen. Again, I say God bless everyone. Thank you so very much for joining. Have a blessed rest of your day. Watch. God is trying to change your story. God bless you, and we love you.